communist Chinese hellscape is the blueprint for what they plan to bring forward against us. But I wanted to be specific about where we're at and where they're going to take us with this system and how we can stop it and say no to it. You have the UN, you have the big corporate mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum.
The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
For decades, they've said they want to use a viral scare, the Rockefeller documents, Operation Lockstep, the list goes on, to bring in a world medical ID that will really be the world ID that will have carbon controls, not just viral controls, on where you can go, what you can do. You'll have digital money by region that'll be programmable. They'll decide where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it. They can devalue it or upvalue whenever they want.
A Swedish company specialized in microchip implants promotes the use of their device to carry the COVID pass, saying that the chip makes the data more accessible even if a person doesn't have their phone with them. The chip implant is placed in the arm and programmed so that when the chip is read by a smartphone, it opens up a PDF file which contains a person's COVID passport. This makes it easier for different entities to check the health status of the individual.
And it's directly tied and administered to the surveillance over it in live time by corporations, bureaucracies, and criminal think tanks like the ADL, who will then reward you or punish you off of your social behavior. And then they will program it and incentivize it to spend it with their companies, their businesses, their systems. The ultimate brainwashing, the ultimate gaslighting, as they announce all this tyranny, then they say, but we can't talk about it, doesn't exist, while it publicly exists. So here it is, breaking. G20 leaders issue joint declaration promoting global health passport to facilitate international travel, a world ID to buy, sell, and travel even outside your house. The social credit score, you will not leave one half foot out of your home unless you're authorized to. They've now built emergency centers all over the world under UN directives that anyone that does not submit to forced injections and lockdowns in the future will be sent to these centers. They have now admitted in Canada and in Australia, but they're also setting them up here, that and the UN is directing it again, that officially the camps aren't just for people they claim have COVID with their fake PCR test, but now it's for anybody protesting the future lockdowns as they gear up for their next big push. While saying they want amnesty from us and for us to not sue them or organize into groups that are saying no so they can sucker punch us again.
We are inundated with propaganda fabricating one engineered New World Order crisis directive after another.
Musk announced the decision after conducting an online poll. He tweeted, quote, "The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week."
You know, the Russians are waiting for something like this. They need a propaganda campaign against the United States and against our support for Ukraine. And they're going to be all over Twitter. I guarantee this, supporting the far right.
So I think the idea that, forget it, this is over, it isn't. We have an updated vaccine booster that we want to do, but the uptake of that is you know, less than 15%. It's somewhere between 11 and 15%. We've got to do better than that.
And as the Mockingbird Media sets the bait while preening itself with million-dollar salaries.
I'm not saying all rural voters are extreme, but you just brought up rural voters that came out.
Ordinary humans continue to ask far more intriguing questions that will never be asked or answered in prime time for fear of being labeled a conspiracy theory. Massive questions like, why are animals and insects all over the world suddenly forming moving concentric circles, from sheep to turtles to turkeys? The Chinese state news outlet People's Daily posted this video from the Chinese Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The flock of sheep had been going in circles for more than 10 days. Could it possibly be a reaction to the progress of the Higgs boson particle collider creating the God particle at CERN? Could it be that Earth's magnetic poles are shifting? Or is it phase two of Operation Lockstep, where a ramped-up 5G attacks the immune system of those that took the vaccines, sending the world's animal kingdom with varying degrees of natural magnetism into circular repetition? After witnessing this video of ants reacting to a cell phone ringing, Australian entomologist Nigel Andrew from the University of New England.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, August 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Let's talk about today. We'll open up the phone lines at nice and early this Friday morning and get into just a little bit of everything. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I was talking to a friend about it, because we were talking about the tweet that we showed yesterday from Hillary Clinton about Tampon Tim. Sorry to start the show off like this, but it's more about Hillary. And he was suggesting, you know, she probably hates Kamala, which of course she does. And it got me thinking, there cannot be a more unhappy person than Hillary Clinton right now. Think about being Hillary Clinton at this moment. It's like we're, you know, a lot of people not happy with the direction Trump's going. A lot of people feeling like sort of a lose-lose situation with who you're voting for. But imagine being Hillary Clinton. Imagine this contest being between your arch enemy, the person who robbed you of what you believe you had earned, Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris, who will make history if she's elected as the first woman president of all time. And you got to think Hillary Clinton is sitting there going, do you know how many people I had to kill? Do you know the things I see when I close my eyes? Do you know how many times I had to stand there next to Bill Clinton, smiling, while he talked about having sex with other women and getting caught for it? Do you know what I've been through to earn this? And then you've got Kamala Harris. You know, hangs out with Willie Brown for a little while and is just ushered right in. Do you know how many wars I had to start? Do you know how many my friends I had to kill to get to where I am? And you just waltz in. It is still just unbelievable to me, everything that's going on everywhere. It's so crazy. But I think we can all take a little bit of solace in the fact that Hillary Clinton is the most miserable out of all of us. She has to be. And she might actually be trying to sabotage Kamala Harris a little bit, because let's be real, when you're talking about someone who's spiteful and vindictive and power hungry, God only knows what she would do to satisfy her satanic drive. So I think we can all rest easy knowing that no matter how crazy things get, none of us will ever suffer like Hillary Clinton is suffering. And it is all just unimaginable. Everything that's going on the last few days, last few weeks, last few months, whatever it is, I think I got to do another pitch meeting, because it's one of these things. You know, the first pitch meeting was just everything about COVID. There's so much to say. There's so much nonsense. And it was like, I got to just get this in a timeline. I got to just show everybody in the world how it felt to go through this as somebody who is not being led around by their nose, by the mainstream media lying all the time. It's been so absurd. I think the starting point would have to be with the cheap fakes. I think that's where everything went really crazy. Because that in and of itself is truly almost unimaginable what they tried to do there. Trying to actually claim that uncut, raw, live footage of Joe Biden was AI, was fake, was altered somehow. One of the most brazen attempts at gaslighting the world has ever seen. Only to have it shattered irreparably 2 weeks later when he goes on the debate. Only to have the media pretend like they had no idea. And then fast forward, you know, like a month, and Kamala Harris, who is probably the least popular politician ever, like ever. In fact, I'll have to pull up this. It was a screenshot from 2020, because I remember that she was the first to drop out. And we talk all the time about how little support she actually got during the primary. But we forget how bad it really was. And there was this poll result during the Democratic primary where everybody was in the positive except for Kamala Harris, who had like negative 8 points. Everybody else in the positive. She was despised. She was hated. She was completely out of her depth, only to be ushered in, only to take the DEI shortcut into power. But none of that even really matters. It's been the last 2 weeks and how they've been able to pull off the switcheroo between Biden and Kamala, and nobody blinks an eye. And you look at what's happening in the UK, where it's beyond Soviet. It's beyond like it's impossible to even understand this is happening. What's going on in Ukraine? It's like it's mind blowing. But then you read history, you read about the lead up to World War One, and you read about the lead up to World War Two. And you go, okay, this is just kind of how it happens. The problem is when you read the official accounts of the lead ups of these wars, there's always something missing. There's always an element that if you're questioning, if you're a skeptical person, you have to go, what am I missing here? Especially during World War One, where it was like, nobody wanted war. And this might be the difference between like back then and now, except for like Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill apparently very much in favor of wars all the time, constantly. It's pretty chilling seeing the way that his behavior is described in the run-up to World War One. It was like nobody in the UK in particular, right? The UK was sort of the impetus of both of the world wars in a lot of ways. And it's like the king didn't want it. The Privy Council didn't want it. The Parliament didn't want it. But then they have to bow to public pressure to go to war. And there's these accounts of the Prime Minister at the time sort of being horrified at the bloodthirstiness of the British people. And he like doesn't want to go to war, and he's avoiding war. And then there's like a pro-war march on London. There's like a million British people demanding war. And you just think, okay, we're missing something here. Who told these people war is a good idea? Who told these people that war was necessary? Nobody in the establishment thought this. Nobody in the, you know, government thought this. And obviously, it's the media. The media wanted it. And in case you don't, you know, aren't up to speed on the way the media has very deliberately shaped the course of world events over the last 200 years. It probably all got started with the Spanish War and the USS Maine, right? One of the first big false flag attacks that was almost assuredly an inside job. They pulled the boat up from where it had sunk, and the explosion was an internal explosion, but they blamed it on Spanish a Cuban explosive from the outside, like an attack on the ship. But it was an internal explosion. But it was the first time that these big, I think it was William Hearst. I don't want to throw a dead man under the bus, but it was one of these big newspaper magnates. I think it was Hearst, who would brag to people and go, "How do you like our war? How do you like it?" Like in the newspaper, it'd be like, "What do you guys think of our war that we're doing? Like our newspaper's war." And they just figured out very simply that you can get an entire populace on war footing with nothing but a couple newspaper articles. You don't need evidence. You don't need facts. You really don't even need to actually stage anything. Like, and I think that's what they've learned more recently. They didn't really stage any big event before Ukraine. They didn't even try to like really make the case for what was happening there, because what was happening there is that America overthrew a duly elected president and sparked a civil war in that country. But as you read the lead up to World War I and World War II, there is just this bizarre thing where nobody wants war, nobody wants war, nobody wants war, and then everybody wants war all of the sudden. And it's just like that. They flip a switch, and suddenly everybody is fine with war and encouraging war and want war. And the same type of thing, especially in the lead up to World War I, there are always these instances where, like, Germany is the Kaiser Wilhelm. He's the one making decisions, and the stories about Germany are about him as a person. And in Britain, it's the cabinet, and it's Winston Churchill and Neville Chamberlain and all these names. But then, like, whenever but you never get a person's name in Austria. It's always just the Austrians. Then the Austrians did this. And it's like, well, who were the people making these decisions? Why do we get the individual names of French people and German people and English people, but then when it's the Austrians, it's just the Austrians do something? Just this vague, sort of cloudy, amalgamous collective. And you just look around at what's happening today, and it's clearly just the same thing happening again. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. And then the media decides to convince everybody to go to war. And that's where we're at this point. And I was even looking back at some of the stuff just from a couple years ago, or like stuff that you find out at some point early on. I wish I could remember exactly what it was. It was something I hadn't thought of in years. I don't know if I can find it here, but like as you're going down the rabbit hole, you find something out and it blows your mind. You think there's no way this is too crazy. I can't believe it's this bad. And a couple of years later, you think back to it and you think, man, I can't believe I was so shallow back then. I can't believe I thought that was as deep as the rabbit hole went. That was like a welcome sign. That was at the very entrance of the rabbit hole, it turns out. You just go deeper and deeper. And at this point, like, I don't know how it can get any crazier when you think about everything going on in the world. Think about like the really big stories. And they're almost universal, right? Because there's obviously what's happening in the UK, which is just actually getting more insane in a lot of ways as they round up systematically and throw their citizens in jail for 2 to 3 years within a day of, the riot happening, the speed at which they're acting, the way that they're literally releasing murderers. So I told you the story yesterday. and I should find the person's actual name. But there's his mother. I mean, she's furious because her son was beaten to death by two Muslim immigrants, and they're being released from prison in under 6 months because of the overcrowding. So I never thought we'd be in a situation where the UK is sentencing murderers to less than 6 months and people who yelled at police over 2 years. That's how unbalanced this all is. That's crazy. That's like unimaginable. What's happening in Israel with the revelations of the rape of prisoners and the thousands of people protesting so that can continue, with the relentless genocide that we've been seeing over 10 months. Again, you read it like there's nothing like that ahead of World War II. I mean, the things that we're seeing in Gaza were like, you know, after 4 years of relentless and brutal war, you saw some massacres that were maybe on the same level, but I mean, they just came right out with it. And then the fact that Ukraine seemed to be in an unwinnable position until we gave them fighter jets. Now apparently they're launching a counteroffensive, which of course the Russia's response is, okay, I guess we're taking the gloves off now. I guess now we can just go all in because we've been holding back this whole time. So just escalation there. Escalation in the Middle East. The attack from Iran has still not come, but they're still sending very powerful signals that that whole conflagration is about to explode. And there's another aspect to the UK riots and the, you know, what's happening in Europe. I have a proposal that I think could make everything make a lot more sense. And I think it's that minority status should only be determined from a global population. And this was another post I saw. I don't want to steal credit for this, but it put it in such a brilliant way. There's something like 3 million Welsh people. Like, there's a very small number of Welsh people. Maybe 10 million if I'm being generous. But, you know, it's not the biggest population. But if there's 3 million Welsh people and a billion Indian people, but an Indian is called a minority in Wales. Like, when I was in high school, Houston was majority white. I was technically a majority, but most of my classes, I was the only white kid. Was I a majority there? Like, it always depends on what level you look at the population. And it just seems absurd to me that you've got these populations in places like the UK, like the Bangladeshis. And there's like 100 billion Bangladeshis in Bangladesh. But there's also 10 million of them in Britain. But they're a beleaguered minority. They're a minority in Britain. But if you zoom out a little bit, it's the white people that are the minority. We're the least populous race out of anybody else. Will we ever get minority status? In Texas, I'm not a majority anymore. White people are the absolute minority. There are more Hispanics in Texas than white people. Am I getting any minority status? Are there any minority benefits? Do all of the affirmative action programs tailored for protected classes and minorities, do they all automatically shift over once the population shifts? No, it continues. And it's very simple for them to do this rhetorically, to basically say if there's a small number of white people and they're in charge, then it's minority rule, and that's despicable and wrong. And so the white population has to be, you know, disempowered because it's wrong to have a minority of people ruling over everybody else. But then if white people are in the minority, it's, well, we're the majority, this is democratic, We have to serve the best interest of the most amount of people. So you can just have it either way. And so I guess, you know, all of this is to say, we got to just be able to see through all of the rhetoric for what's just actually happening in the world. We are like bound and gagged and strangled by the words these deceivers use. I think maybe that is the tactic I need to take, is just like, maybe we just need to stop listening to what the leftists say about anything ever and just tell the stories as they're actually happening. So I feel like the most frustrating part about doing this job and trying to set things right is that we're never going to be able to deal with all of the lies that they tell. They can just flippantly offhand say something, and it takes like an hour to explain how wrong it is and how deeply deceptive all of their language is. And so I'll just tell you what's actually going on. And it might sound crazy, but that's because this crap is crazy. Everything is completely insane. Even just like every headline, every day, there's like 100 headlines where it's just, you just wonder, how do people just see this? Like, what are people thinking about any of this stuff? Germany, Somali murderer escapes after being taken to the cinema. An extremely dangerous Somali migrant who had previously killed a man by stabbing and beheading him was inexplicably let out of a psychiatric ward for an escorted visit to the cinema on Thursday, August 8th, during which he escaped. Oh, really? Oh. Okay. The 22-year-old man, an asylum seeker from Somalia. It's even this. This is from the European Conservative, posted on InfoWars. Why do we use their language? Why do we insist on using the words that they use? He's not an asylum seeker. Like, why do we call him this? The 22-year-old man, an invader from Somalia, an enemy element, a foreigner from Somalia named Mursal Mohammed Said, was sentenced to an indefinite stay at a psychiatric hospital in 2022 after he murdered a 52-year-old fellow resident at a homeless shelter, stabbing him 111 times with a knife and then decapitating him. And they thought they figured they'd take him to the movies. They'd take him to the movies for a little while. The court ruled at the time the suspect was mentally ill, suffering from schizophrenia, and it was unclear whether he'd been able to mentally grasp the seriousness of his actions. Again, so like, you take this one story and there's 10,000 things you can derive from this. For one, we are importing people. Battle Beagle on X put out a tweet that was just a cropped image of a map that showed IQ levels, and it just was a part of Africa where the average IQ is under 70. Well, that's mentally retarded. That means that the Western European English common law system is not set up to deal with these people. And you see what happens when you try to apply the same corrective measures to people who can't understand what's going on to everybody else. It doesn't go well. It doesn't work.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now, at a critical time going into this election, when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. It's just insane, everything going on. We got a bunch of videos to show you, new body cam footage, the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. A horrifying video. I don't even really want to show you. Well, a couple of horrifying videos that I don't know if I really want to show you. But I guess we have to. Including a video of a white guy who's asleep in a laundromat. Just being stabbed to death for no reason. By a black guy. Maybe I'll save that for a little later in the show. Maybe I'll try to save that for at least a little bit later. Just let people wake up a little bit before scarring them with that one. But we got to see it. You got to look at it. You got to know what's going on in the world. It's a strange story. Islamist teenagers planned bloodbath at Taylor Swift concert. A 19-year-old man arrested in Vienna on Wednesday had been planning a suicide attack at a Taylor Swift concert in the Austrian capital, local police services announced on Thursday, August 8th. He's probably one of these far right, white supremacists, the most dangerous people. He said he intended to carry out an attack using explosives and knives. His aim was to kill himself and a large number of people during the concert, either today or tomorrow. The head of the Domestic Intelligence Agency, Omar Hiwaji Perchner. The head of the Domestic Intelligence Agency of Austria, Omar Hijawi Perchner, what a name that is, told a news conference he was referring to three concerts by U.S. pop singer that were supposed to take place in Ernst-Happel Stadium on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but were canceled due to the terror threat. Around 65,000 spectators were expected at each show, with as many as 30,000 onlookers outside. Authorities arrested the 19-year-old, an Austrian with North Macedonian roots, in the town of Ternitz, an hour's drive from Vienna. His accomplice, a 17-year-old with Turkish Croatian roots, was detained in Vienna. The former had pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State terror organization in recent weeks and began working on his attack plans in July. Oh, so this was a CIA operation. All right, we're learning that this was, in fact, a CIA operation. Perhaps a false flag. He was said to have quit his job some time ago. The latter, meanwhile, was employed a few days ago by a facility management company providing services at the venue for the concerts. He's said to be a member of the local Viennese gangs that have attacked each other in recent street battles. You know, those Viennese gangs. They organized their planned attack via encrypted messenger communication. One of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Both suspects were radicalized on the internet. Omar Hiwaji Perchner said the 19-year-old was clearly radicalized in the direction of the Islamic State and thinks it's right to kill infidels. Investigators found chemical substances, detonators, and technical devices in his home, indicating concrete preparatory acts. They also discovered the Islamic State propaganda material, $21,000 in counterfeit money, and steroid-like substances. Authorities also found Islamic State and Al-Qaeda material in the home of a second suspect. Chancellor Karl Nehammer says it's a very serious threat had been combated early to prevent any tragedy. Perchner said, IS is back. Key players are receiving instructions from abroad. During the investigation, Austrian intelligence came across an Islamist network. You know how you can keep out Islamist networks of your country? This might sound crazy. Keep out the Islamists. I've now solved your problem. I've now completely solved the problem of hundreds of little girls being blown up at a Taylor Swift concert. Keep the people that do that sort of stuff out of your country. I know. Incredible. It's incredible. Let's go to this video. We don't quite have time to watch the whole thing, but we'll watch as much of it as possible. Planned Parenthood has again been caught on tape talking about selling body parts again. Again, they've been caught on tape describing the method by which they chop up, butcher, and sell, like meat, human beings. And this is something that we've talked for a while about. When you think about how evil and bizarre it is to want late-term abortion, like even the concept of late-term abortion, I'm pro-life. I can at least understand intellectually the idea that, like, in the first few weeks, when it's still a largely formless shape, I get how mentally you can differentiate that. People who carry a living being around them and feel a baby kicking in their stomach for 6 months or more and then kill it, like, there's something really sickening about that. But that's how you get the babies to be worth more. They're worth more if they're developed to a greater stage. So when you're wondering why they would want this sickeningly evil practice available, totally unnecessary. Nobody realizes they're pregnant 6 months in. Maybe sometimes. I've heard some disgusting stories. But for the average person, you notice when your body is going through a metamorphosis because you're growing a child. You know, women's body, like, their bone structure changes. So you know you're pregnant and you're feeling a living being kicking around you for 6 months or more, and then you decide to kill it. Like there's something really, really sick about this. But the fact is that if you want to harvest body parts, you have to let them develop first. So the reason that late-term abortion is being pushed is for exchanges just like this. Let's go down to clip number two. You are evil. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast ran the biggest abortion clinic in the Western Hemisphere in Houston, Texas. East Clinic aborted babies up to 6 months and sold them for experiments. Until the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Dobbs v. Jackson ended Planned Parenthood's abortion practices in Texas, saving countless lives. Tram Nguyen is a vice president of abortion access and oversaw all abortion access in this Planned Parenthood. Dr. Ann Schutt Ein is the chief medical officer. She was instrumental in connecting NIH-funded practices here. Says, hi, I'm a technician for Biomax.
Missy and I have been talking to them about tissue collection. Other stuff. Middle man. Okay. Well, yeah. Sorry to push you like that.
But I don't mind. You know what?
Middle man. So you'll be seeing
the director of abortion services.
So you'll be meeting. So okay, you know how met Paul?
Yes.
Ann is actually the one that's in my clinic 3.5 days out of the week.
Okay, so we'll definitely see each other.
So you
play with our tissue and see if it's cool enough for you.
We have a lot of it.
Okay.
See?
Okay, so more for me to keep me busy, because you know if I'm not busy, I get in trouble.
So I have two providers who go up to 24 weeks, and Ann is one of the providers. And I'm so sorry. Met the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks, which is Anitra Beasley.
Okay.
And Ann is the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks as well.
Wow.
So
okay.
If you want more intact ones, she's the one you kind of need to talk to.
Want more intact ones. This is one you're going to have to see. 24 weeks, 6 months.
I don't remember what it was. She wanted footprints.
She wanted footprints.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this procedure because I'm going to try and do my best to get these feet out in check.
Right.
We did footprints and handprints, baby.
Dude, you guys are awesome. Well done.
Yeah. Our best. But they need, like, the liver, mostly, and the thymus.
Right now, we're getting a lot for liver and thymus.
For liver and thymus. We're going to return to this video on the other side at cmp.org. I don't know if you thought we were kidding about how evil these people are. We can't even put it into words, honestly.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. We have been telling you about the evils at work in this world for a very long time. Desperately trying to organize and empower people against this, for lack of a better term, satanic force. And it's interesting how the leftists have basically shed all of the other things that they used to talk about and are now focused entirely on abortion and transgenderism. I mean, they'll, you know, steal tax money to pay off debts in a bribe to their voters. But a lot of that stuff has been reduced to, like, diminished to just very blatant, cynical pandering. It's less about ideology as it is about just straight up buying votes. And the thing about the abortion topic, again, I know there's a lot of like abortion hardliners that are mad at what the Republicans have done. But I see this in a totally different way. I see this as such an evil scourge, such a vile practice. That you have to transmute the anger and the disgust that you feel into strategy, not into anger and fury. If you want it all to go away, then you have to approach this strategically. And I do think part of that is letting people know the reality about who these people are that are performing these procedures. And how it's less even about, I don't know, I don't really know how to put it. There's a very disturbing sort of mechanistic mindset of these people. There's a total and utter lack of humanity. When they've been convinced to see babies as just like pieces of meat to buy and sell. And that's sort of the attitude that you get from these people. So they were just talking about doing footprints of one of the babies that they chopped up. Totally disgusting. But let's go back to this video. Get an undercover video. And let me make something clear to you that should be obvious. The undercover conversations that we see, these are not the only times these conversations happen. Like, you understand that it's vanishingly rare that one of these conversations gets made public, but these conversations are being had on a daily basis, hundreds of, if not thousands of places around the country. They're at some sort of, you know, baby body part selling convention in this video. So just understand that there is an entire populace, God knows how many people, who this is their industry. This is the industry that they work in, buying and selling human body parts. So let's go back to this video. Again, this is an undercover video of the most busy Planned Parenthood in the Western United States, and a Planned Parenthood that, up until the Supreme Court pulled the rug out from under them, were performing abortions up to 24 weeks. That's 6 months. Let's go back to this video.
But they need, like, the liver, mostly, and the
thymus. Right now, we're getting a lot for liver and thymus. Liver is in short demand. Dude, like, there's people right now, most of the people, like, ABR, some of our competitors, they're not even selling the tissue. Isolation, and we're like, well, why can't I get it? And they're like, well, because it's such short demand right now, it's more profitable for us to isolate it and sell you the vials rather than give you the entire tissue. And I'm just like, are you serious?
It's funny because ever since, I think I remember it was like 6 months or a year ago, you told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's some lung.
Yeah, you already know, huh?
Like, I can, like, I'm like, because
we can do it.
Desensitized from playing with the tissue.
Today, and I'm like, this isn't really bad day for us.
I remember you mentioned that there was one that day.
And it was like one bad sample. It was like a 16-year-old kid.
No, please go on.
It was like a 16-year-old kid, so we just had to hurry up. Whereas like other days, it's like more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm.
I would imagine between
other
days, it's like more intact, where it's like maybe
only an arm that's been dismembered. Six-month abortions.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I mean, you're going to be busy.
But he's the one that likes to play with coffee. And I was like, where?
We do. You put him with Glenda.
He likes to play with the product of conception.
The tissue.
Like,
you're a
effing evil.
So now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's some lungs.
Yeah, you already know.
Other days, it's like more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm.
I would imagine.
Yeah, you're evil. The Center for Medical Progress came out with this video. Texas Planned Parenthoods can pull off a leg or two to hide a partial birth abortions to sell fetal body parts. I mean, you know, what is there even to say? What is there even to say at this point? I like to play with the tissue, and it's just like, oh, it's women's health care. Meanwhile, they're literally just gleefully tearing babies apart. Like, it's kind of disturbing at first, but you get used to it. You get desensitized to where they're talking about the babies as if they are dolls, right? Oh, the leg came off this one. And of course, we covered yesterday the fact that post-birth abortion is being practiced in Tim Walz's Minnesota because of the expansion to abortion access there. So they have babies born alive that they make comfortable until they die. So, you know, I can show you that video. I can show you the way that they talk. If you don't care, there's nothing I can do about that. If you think that this type of evil is just a necessary consequence of women's rights, like, I don't know what to tell you. Fact is, this country has gone off the frickin' deep end. And the people doing this crap are the ones running our country. I mean, why do you think they're so unfeeling? Why do you think they cause so much pain and suffering? They're desensitized to it. They don't care. Their fellow humans have been dehumanized in their minds. And whether it's just whoever they're told to demonize, whoever the mainstream media instructs them are not worthy of consideration. It's just a fetus. That's not a real human being that you're pulling the leg off of. They're just evil white supremacists. You don't have to care that they're being ripped away from their family and thrown into prison for decades on end. It's mechanized, materialistic hell.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Oh, my God.